This morning, America's First News starts right after this.
When shopping for car insurance, consider this. GEICO has been saving people money on car insurance for over 75 years. So if you're serious about savings, it's simple. Go to GEICO.com. After 75 years, they know how to save you money.
From Compass Media Networks, this is America's First News. This morning, with your host, Gordon Deal.
The government identifies a leaker. Good morning, I'm Gordon Deal, along with Jennifer Koschenka, Tuesday, June 6. Glad you're with us. Here's what we have for you this hour.
A Georgia woman working as a government contractor has been charged with sharing classified information with a news organization about Russian hacking.
A fired employee returned to his old job site at an industrial park outside Orlando to kill five people before taking his own life.
After three deadly terrorist attacks since March, security has become a growing issue ahead of elections in the UK on Thursday.
And the enormous number of Americans who store their credit card information on apps and websites.
What we found is that 94 million Americans said that they have. So that's a lot of people who are taking a bit of a risk with their credit card information, even though it's making their life more convenient.
Matt Schultz at creditcards.com on the security risk for tens of millions of Americans. He's here in about 20 minutes. A 25-year-old government contractor has been charged with leaking classified information to a news organization. Her name is Reality Winner, and she's from Augusta, Georgia. She was arrested over the weekend for sending the report to The Intercept. The report describes some of Russia's election-related hacking. Yesterday afternoon, The Intercept posted a document online that it said shows Russian efforts to hack the computers of a U.S. company and steal information about election-related software and hardware, data that was then likely used to launch cyber attacks and email phishing scams against local U.S. governments and election officials. Reaction from Utah Congressman Jason Chaffetz on Fox News.
They have got to get after these leaks. I don't care if you're Republican or Democrat, doesn't matter what administration. When you have classified information, you cannot put that out there just because you think it would be a good idea.
Ms. Winner has been a contractor with Pluribus International for fewer than 3 months. The Intercept, by the way, is a news website that focuses on surveillance and privacy issues. One of three terrorists who killed seven people in a Saturday night attack in London was known to security services. He's a British citizen born in Pakistan. And wildly enough, neighbors said his zeal for Islamic extremism was broadcast to the nation in a TV documentary called The Jihadis Next Door. But police said they had no intelligence suggesting 27-year-old Khurram Butt was plotting any violence. The documentary followed radical preachers calling for Islamic law in Britain and aired early last year. London Mayor Sadiq Khan, meanwhile, spoke at a vigil yesterday.
As a proud and patriotic British Muslim, I say this. You do not commit these disgusting acts in my name.
Yesterday, police also identified a second attacker as 30-year-old Rashid Redouane, who they said had claimed to be Libyan and Moroccan. They said they were working to determine the identity of the third attacker. In addition to the seven killed, several dozen were injured in the knife attacks after the assailants first rammed a van into a crowd. Well, in the wake of Saturday's terrorist attack in London, Prime Minister Theresa May is trying to push back against critics who say her decision years ago to cut police jobs showed bad judgment. She's the former Home Secretary in the UK and is running for re-election as Prime Minister. The election is Thursday. Wall Street Journal reporter Jenny Gross in London says initially the restrained political response to Saturday's attack is now gone. Jenny, what do we have?
Well, I mean, it's pretty extraordinary timing. When Theresa May called the election mid-April, she was very popular. You know, people said it would be impossible or close to impossible for the Labour Party leader, Jeremy Corbyn, to win. But so much has changed in the last few months. We've had three terror attacks in quick succession after the UK managed to avoid being under attack or avoid a mass casualty attack, really, since 2005. both leaders are attacking each other's record on security, which is unusual. Normally, this is sort of out of bounds after a terror attack, and the leaders will focus on the victims and a mourning period. But just a few days before an election, both leaders are criticizing each other's record and saying that either leader is unfit to lead the country.
All right. So Mrs. May is being criticized for when she was Home Secretary for cutting police numbers. Was this something that came up, say, after the Manchester attack just a couple of weeks ago or just now?
Not so much. For some reason, maybe it's because we're closer to the election. You know, this attack happened in the week before the election. It's come into focus. She's facing a lot of criticism. Some say that her decision to cut police numbers shows bad judgment, and police numbers were cut every year that she was Home Secretary. But on the other hand, Jeremy Corbyn, the leader of the Labour Party, has a record of voting against measures that would tighten security laws. So some political experts that I spoke to are just saying that really this could cancel each other out. You know, both leaders are bringing to light issues they've had in the past, and it might end up not really working to either candidate's advantage.
Well, we're speaking with Wall Street Journal reporter Jenny Gross in London. Her story is called Attack Makes Security Focus of UK Election. And the election is Thursday. What are the polling numbers saying right now about who's leading?
Well, Theresa May still is in the lead, and she's been consistently in the lead. But in 2 months ago, in some polls, she was 20 percentage points ahead. And now it's just a few percentage points. So her popularity has really gone down over the past few months. People have criticized her campaign for being too controlled. There's been a few missteps on the manifestos and some U-turns. So really, this election is much closer than it was when the campaign began just a few weeks ago. And people are saying that she's still likely, the conservatives are still likely to come out with a majority, but it is possible that they won't get a majority, which was unthinkable not too long ago.
How is she responding, by the way, to these charges that she was responsible for fewer police officers?
Well, she's saying that you know, she's not to blame, and that she made tough decisions, but is pointing to the fact that there are security that she raised funding for intelligence agencies over that same period, and also fought very hard to increase surveillance powers for intelligence agencies. So that's her response to these accusations.
Has this become, say, the number one issue now for voters? Is this top of mind?
Well, you know, it's hard to say, Gordon. I think right now, yes, it's all anyone's talking about. And the London mayor came out this morning with a speech further criticizing Theresa May for the police cuts. But it's difficult to say how much it will actually affect the way people vote. I think in some ways people view security risks and terror threats as an issue that is outside of the domestic agenda in some ways, that yes, the security services are coming under criticism now because one of the men who carried out the attack over the weekend was known to services, and people are saying, how didn't they catch him? If he was known to services, why did this happen? But I think in some regards, people understand that British security services are one of the best in the world, one of the most sophisticated in the world, and you know, there's a growing pool of people, and it's really difficult to know who to prioritize.
Thanks, Jenny. Wall Street Journal reporter Jenny Gross with us from London. 14 minutes now after the hour on This Morning, America's First News. What dad doesn't love to grill, especially when it's a great steak? Let me tell you about Omaha Steaks. And now this Father's Day, for only $49.99, you can get a limited-time Father's Day package when you go to omahasteaks.com and enter deal in the search bar. Omaha Steaks even offers online support with recipes and wine pairings. Here's the offer, 80% off Omaha Steaks Father's Day package, which includes 2 tender mild filet mignons, 2 beefy top sirloins, 4 crispy chicken fried steaks, 4 juicy boneless pork chops, 4 all-beef Omaha Steak burgers, 4 gourmet jumbo franks, 12 ounces of all-beef meatballs, 1 pound of steakhouse fries, 4 made-from-scratch caramel apple tartlets, 1 Omaha Steak seasoning packet, plus get 4 additional burgers free. Only $49.99 at omahasteaks.com. Type deal in the search bar and add Father's Day package to your cart. This offer ends soon. Go to omahasteaks.com, type deal in the search bar, grab your dad, and fire up the grill. Thanks for being with us. Good Tuesday to you. A disgruntled former employee has shot and killed five people before taking his own life at a business in Central Florida. It happened yesterday morning in an industrial area just outside Winter Park near Orlando at a company called Fiamma, which makes accessories for RVs like awnings and stuff. Orange County Sheriff Jerry Deming said there was no indication that the gunman had any ties to terrorism.
I don't want to make it too gruesome, but most of the victims were shot in the head. Some were shot multiple times.
The shooter was identified as 45-year-old John Robert Newman, who was terminated in April. Authorities say he lived alone, doesn't have family in the area, and was a veteran of the U.S. Army, discharged honorably in 1999. The sheriff said his criminal history included a DUI, marijuana possession, and misdemeanor battery. Police were called to the business 3 years ago for a workplace violence incident involving Mr. Newman, but no charges were filed. 20 minutes after the hour on This Morning, Jennifer Koshenka is here with more of America's First News.
More than an hour after a news organization published an article about a top-secret NSA document on Russian hacking, the Justice Department announced charges against a 25-year-old government contractor who was the alleged leaker of the document. The intelligence document published by The Intercept, an online news organization, describes new details about Russian efforts to hack voting systems in the U.S. a week before the presidential election. While the document doesn't say the hacking changed any votes, it raises the possibility that Russian hacking may have breached at least some elements of the voting system with disconcertingly uncertain results. Reality Winner, a federal contractor, has been charged with removing classified material from a government facility and mailing it to a news outlet. Police have raided the homes of relatives of one of the London attackers in Pakistan as it emerged that he used to work for the London Underground and had access to tunnels under the Houses of Parliament. Police searched the homes and a restaurant run by the family of Karam Butt in a city 60 miles southeast of Islamabad. Meanwhile, British Prime Minister Theresa May told the BBC the UK will pull together.
Victims came from a number of nationalities. This was an attack on London and the United Kingdom, but it was also an attack on the free world.
Victims included residents of the Netherlands, France, and Canada. The prosecution in the Bill Cosby case has taken its best shot at changing the case from a he said, she said matter to a he said, they said affair. And the first witness the DA's office put on was Kelly Johnson, who said Cosby drugged and violated her in the mid-90s at a hotel in Los Angeles. Prosecutors are hoping Johnson's testimony will show Cosby had a pattern of befriending women, then drugging and taking advantage of them sexually. Cosby's attorney argued that Johnson was seeking a payout from the TV star. So far, the games have not been very compelling, but a lot of us are watching. In fact, the first two games of the NBA Finals between the Warriors and Cavaliers were the most watched since Michael Jordan's final championship in 1998. Viewership averaged 19.6 million, up 5% from last year.
Most watched since Jordan?
That's it. Yep.
Really?
I don't know about going forward. May yeah. not be the same.
Right. Thank you, Jen. 23 minutes now after the hour on This Morning, America's First News. Time now for a technology update, and it's brought to you by Dell. Dell's U.S.-based small business advisors can help you upgrade to powerful new Dell PCs with Intel Core processors. Call 877-BUY-DELL. That's 877-BUY-DELL. A new survey by CreditCards.com finds that tens of millions of Americans have their credit or debit card info stored on a website or mobile app for future purchases. That includes over 14 million who always save such data. That's too many people and too many accounts. Here's more from Matt Schultz, senior industry analyst at creditcards.com. Matt, give us some findings.
What we found is that 94 million Americans said that they have. So that's a lot of people who are taking a bit of a risk with their credit card information, even though it's making their life more convenient.
And that's 94 million people, right? Not accounts. So it could be far more many accounts.
Yes, absolutely. Because I think we all know people who have plenty of credit card information and store it in plenty of websites.
So I thought it was interesting, too, that the people who do this the most, the silent generation, those ages 72 and older, what's up with that?
Yeah, that was a surprise to us as well. And I think that part of it might simply be that they are among the least technologically savvy, at least compared to millennials and Xers and that sort of thing. And they could be looking for that convenience and simplicity in doing the online shopping as opposed to wanting to go through the hassle of putting that information in every single time.
Well, if I was a betting man, I would have put all my chips on those millennials that did this the most. But I'm just playing a junior psychologist says the silent generation is a very trusting group, while the millennials would be more likely just to trust the technology. I don't know.
I think that could be part of it. But what's troubling about it is that I think we've all seen reports of fraudsters targeting elderly folks, especially with financial scams, whether it's over the phone or online or via email. And the last thing we want is more folks putting more information out there to make it easier for bad guys.
We're speaking with Matt Schultz, senior industry analyst at creditcards.com, looking at a survey they've done that finds 94 million Americans store their credit card info in apps. All right, so let me ask you this. Should that number be zero? Should we not do this at all?
Number doesn't need to be zero. I think what people just need to remember is that they need to trust their instincts, and they also need to probably limit their storage to the bigger websites and the ones that they trust the most. Because I tend to look at it like if you're visiting a sketchy neighborhood or a place you've never been in real life, you act a little differently and you handle your business a little differently. And it's really the same way in online shopping. Just be cautious, be smart about what you're doing.
Thanks, Matt. Matt Schultz, senior industry analyst at creditcards.com. 30 minutes now after the hour on This Morning, America's First News. When a state ranks among the top 10 in the country for major new and expanded facilities, that's pure growth. When it's tops for three straight years, that's pure Michigan. Long known as a world leader in the automotive industry, Michigan is also a leader in defense, cybersecurity, mobility, agribusiness, and aerospace. In fact, CNBC rates Michigan among the top 10 states in the country for business. To learn more, visit MichiganBusiness.org. Small business never stops moving, so Dell's U.S.-based small business technology advisors are trained to keep up. Just call 877-BUY-DELL to get connected with an advisor who will get to know your business and tailor a solution with Dell PCs powered by Intel Core processors that is right for you, so you can focus on your business and leave the tech questions to Dell. Call 877-BUY-DELL to get in touch with a tech advisor today.
America's First News is online all the time. Follow us on Twitter at This Morning Show, like us on Facebook, or send us an email, thismorning@compassmedianetworks.com.
Thanks for being with us. Tuesday, June 6, Gordon Deal, Jennifer Koshenka, some of our top stories and headlines. A Georgia woman charged with leaking classified material to a news organization. Murder-suicide at a business in Central Florida. UK authorities are reviewing their counterterrorism strategies. Today's the 73rd anniversary of D-Day, the invasion of Normandy. Apple has introduced a new smart speaker called HomePod. New York Times crunched data that found drug overdoses are now the leading cause of death among Americans under the age of 50. And what the guy who caught Albert Pujols' historic home run ball wanted in return. That story in about 20 minutes. Are Democrats thinking there might be much ado about nothing when it comes to testimony by former FBI Director James Comey on Thursday? The top Democrat on the Senate Intelligence Committee said there was no proof so far of collusion between Russia and Donald Trump's campaign. Meanwhile, Congress is still trying to pass legislation. Here's Wall Street Journal congressional reporter Siobhan Hughes. Siobhan, what's happening?
There are a couple of things happening here. Number one, the investigation by the Senate Intelligence Committee isn't complete yet. And so people like Mark Warner, the top Democrat on the Senate Intelligence Committee, want to avoid reaching a conclusion before the investigation is complete. And what he said over the weekend is, listen, there's a lot of smoke. We have no smoking gun at this point, but there's a lot of smoke. And so that tells you there may, the question is there going to be a there, or is there going to be smoke? He's saying he doesn't know yet. Another piece of this agenda is a lot of parts of the Democratic base really want the party to find some wrongdoing. And so this also could be kind of lowering expectations among the base to say, look, there is a chance we may not find anything. Yeah. So that's what's happening.
All right. So just from an outsider's perspective, I mean, there's been so many leaks. If we haven't heard anything about this, is that why they're potentially trying to lower expectations?
Not necessarily. This investigation keeps expanding instead of contracting, and the more time goes on, the more threads there seem to be to follow. And so for any investigator, it's going to be a real task to put all of the threads together into a tapestry or into a weave. And so it doesn't mean there's nothing there. It means there might not be anything there, and it's just way too soon to say.
Yeah. What does this mean for legislation and stuff?
It doesn't help. Republicans control both the House and the Senate, and they have really been hoping to enact some big-ticket agenda items with a Republican in the White House. Right now, they look to be unlikely to get any type of health care bill that repeals the ACA through. And then the big issue is on taxes. Republicans badly want to win for this year, if not on health care, then on taxes. And they're really going to step up their efforts to do so. But the Russia investigation just proves to be a distraction, and it could make the first year of Trump's presidency something that is less than successful on the legislative front, which is a big problem because the time that the president is most powerful and most influential is at the start of his presidency. The closer you get to next year, to the midterms, the more that window starts to close and the less chance of getting something big legislatively done.
Yeah. We're speaking with Wall Street Journal congressional reporter Siobhan Hughes. Her piece is called "Democrat Questions Russia Link as Comey Heads to Hill." And meanwhile, there's legislation that needs to be passed, or at least some want to be passed. As you point out, too, so not only are the 2018 midterms now looming even this far away, but just like the congressional calendar, right? I mean, these guys have like a 5-week recess coming up end of July?
Exactly. There's a 5-week recess. Congress is out for basically all of August. When they come back in September, Congress will still have to pass a bill to keep the government funded beyond September 30th. That's already shaping up to be a big fight. To make matters even harder, the Treasury Secretary before the Memorial Day recess said, Congress, please, you need to pass the debt ceiling before you leave for the summer. That's because tax receipts are coming in more slowly than expected. We're going to hit the debt ceiling sooner than we thought.
So, kind of bring this back to the original starting point here with Mr. Comey's testimony on Thursday. If he winds up offering, let's say, no meat, then can some sort of legislative pursuit resume?
In a way, the thing that could be most helpful for Republicans is the fact that there is a special counsel who has been appointed to investigate the question of Russian meddling and Russian collusion, because that takes a lot of the pressure off the Hill and sort of opens up more space for the GOP to consider its agenda. So, yes, potentially there could be a silver lining in all of this.
Thanks, Siobhan. Wall Street Journal congressional reporter Siobhan Hughes. It's 20 minutes now in front of the hour on This Morning, America's First News.
Loans are made by WebBank. Funds are deposited for delivery next business day if approved by 4:30 p.m. Central Time, Monday through Friday. Amazon is not a part of this promotion. Rates and terms vary based on credit history. Other restrictions apply. See website for details.
Do you know that some Americans have more credit card debt than savings? Don't you wish that there was an easy way to consolidate debt and save? With a fixed interest rate loan through Avant, that wish can come true. Through Avant, you can bundle all those bills and simplify your debt into one monthly payment, saving you time and money. Over 500,000 customers have experienced the convenience of a personal loan through Avant. It's all online with no prepayment fees and no collateral required. And you can have $1 to $35,000 in as little as one business day. No wonder Avant has an A-plus rating from the Better Business Bureau. And now Avant will also give you a $50 Amazon.com gift card after your first payment is made on time. To check your rates with no impact to your credit score and to get this special radio offer, go to Avant.com today and enter promo code 8080 when applying. That's AVANT.com, promo code 8080.
Thanks for being with us. Life after 60 can revolve around retirement, but that's not the only financial challenge that's likely to come up. Personal finance writer Janelle Marte at the Washington Post says many older consumers also have problems coping with things like debt payments and understanding their loans. Janelle, what do we have?
So, unfortunately, a lot of people in their 60s are taking on more debt, and they're basically carrying this debt into retirement in ways that may be causing more issues than it has in the past. So I took a look at this report from the Consumer Financial Protection Bureau, and they analyzed essentially all of the complaints that people over age 62 had been filing with the Bureau. You know, that could be anything with a complaint with a credit card or a complaint with a bank or something like that, you know, financial products. And what they found was that a lot of the issues were related to people who were struggling with debt. And, you know, while there's not always a clear explanation as to why people are carrying more debt, I did talk to, you know, some financial advisors and some other experts, and they mentioned that, you know, basically some people in retirement could be facing issues with their mortgage or student loans that they took out for themselves or for another person, or at the same time, credit card debt.
So that is getting tied to suddenly perhaps fixed income shock?
Yeah. So, you know, while it's not obviously connected to retirement, you know, a lot of people are struggling with debt. But what the advisor said is that once you transition to having a fixed income, it becomes more difficult to withstand any sort of surprise, any sort of financial surprise. And let's say if you have a bigger than expected, maybe it's a bigger than expected like property tax bill that could set you back, or a medical bill. And just in general, having that reduced income and that fixed income, it just makes it harder to keep up with debt payments overall.
Also, recovery from scams or identity theft. We know this about our older Americans, right?
Right. And, you know, of course, this is another area where we're not immune. This affects younger people as well. But if you are hit by a scam, a few things. If you're hit by a scam in your retirement years or when you're really close to retirement, it has more of an effect in a way, because you may not have as much time to recover those losses, whereas you would have if you were, let's say, decades away from retirement. But also, I spoke with some advocates who mentioned that, unfortunately, people who are older can be more targets for this kind of fraud. On the one hand, they tend to have more savings because they've been saving for longer, so that makes them more of a target. And for some people, if they have dementia, then, you know, that's another vulnerability that can be taken advantage of.
You mentioned too, not to be further grim, but the challenges of managing finances after the death of a spouse.
Yes, and this is a situation that, of course, nobody wants to think about this, but there are some financial challenges that can come up, and there can be other issues that come up with other loans, with the mortgage, or just overall confusion, especially if it's one person sort of took the lead on the finances, and now the other person sort of has to learn how to do this on their own.
Thanks, Janelle. Janelle Marte, personal finance writer at the Washington Post, where she also heads up the Get There section. 13 minutes now in front of the hour. On This Morning, America's First News. It's 8 minutes now in front of the hour. On This Morning, Jennifer Koshenka is back with more of America's First News.
Court in the Justice Department has charged a federal government contractor, 25-year-old Reality Winner, with removing classified material from a government facility and leaking it to a news outlet. The news came as online news site The Intercept posted a report that Russian government hackers carried out a cyber attack against one U.S. voting software vendor last August and launched a phishing attack targeting local U.S. organizations days before the election. Winner appeared in federal court yesterday and is still in federal custody. President Trump expressed frustration at the revision of his executive order temporarily banning travelers from several majority Muslim countries from entering the U.S., seeking to blame the revised order, which he signed, on the Justice Department. His comments came in a series of tweets. White House Deputy Press Secretary Sarah Sanders.
I don't think the president cares what you call it, whether you call it a ban, whether you call it a restriction. He cares that we call it national security and that we take steps to protect the people of this country.
Trump's tweets come at a delicate time for the administration, which is trying to persuade the Supreme Court to revive the travel ban. Secretary of State Rex Tillerson says President Trump has asked him to rebuild the U.S. relationship with Russia and not allow the political turmoil over possible Russian ties to the Trump campaign to impede him. Tillerson says relations with Russia are at a low point and deteriorating, and Trump asked him to try to stabilize the relationship. A white police officer in Las Vegas has been arrested and charged with involuntary manslaughter and the death of an unarmed black man held in a chokehold for more than a minute. Officer Kenneth LaPera was charged on the same day the Clark County Coroner's Office ruled the May 14th death of Tashi Farmer was a homicide due to police restraint. LaPera faces a maximum sentence of 8 years in prison if he's convicted. It's called the HomePod, Apple's new speaker that's designed to be used like the Amazon Echo and Google Home. The new device, unveiled yesterday, also has a new voice.
We've used deep learning now to create a really natural and expressive voice for Siri, and I'd like you to hear it.
Here's the forecast for the next 10 days. Sunny, sunny, and sunny.
At $349, the HomePod is significantly more expensive than its competitors.
How soon are you going to get one?
If they say sunny, 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 I might go out and get it today.
Might move to that location.
Yes.
6 minutes now in front of the hour.
Not available in all states.
Hey, Tracy, heard you started your own business.
Yep, a Reese and Irvy's frozen yogurt vending franchise. It's the latest revolution in healthy frozen yogurt. My robots...
Wait, your robots?
Yep, my robots deliver 7 flavors of delicious and healthy frozen yogurt to customers in high-traffic locations. And Reese and Irvy's provides everything we need to succeed.
And the robots do the work.
They work, so I don't have to.
How can I get my own robots?
Simply go to froyofranchise.com. Enter promo code 1616 and submit your information. That's froyofranchising.com, promo code 1616.
When Albert Pujols hit his landmark 600th home run on Saturday night, it was caught by a lifelong Angels fan, a 23-year-old guy named Scott Steffel, snagged it right in his glove. Then a bunch of people who were also trying to catch it fell on him.
Here's the 1-2, and there's a swing, and it's a high drive deep down the left field side. It's tight to the line. It is out of here!
Terry Smith on KLAA Radio. Pujols hit his historic home run, a grand slam, actually, in the fourth inning, so there was plenty of time for Mr. Steffel to enjoy the moment. In fact, Yahoo Sports says it's hard to find a shot of Mr. Steffel where he doesn't look overwhelmingly thrilled by the whole thing. Catching that home run was a once-in-a-lifetime moment, but what happened at the end of the game might have topped it. Mr. Steffel decided to give the ball back to Pujols for free. He didn't keep it to sell or ask anything of the Angels, just gave it back because he didn't feel it belonged to him. Now, Mr. Steffel doesn't have the ball anymore, but he did get a hug from Pujols after a Secret Service-style escort from the stands. I presume, by the way, the Angels will take good care of Mr. Steffel on the down low. For Jennifer Koschenka, I'm Gordon Deal. Thanks for listening to This Morning, America's First News.